Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Yeah, so let's get right into this. It's a lot going on right now. The stock market was in shambles today. The Dow Jones was down almost 800 points. So I want to get both of you guys' perspective on what today's pullback in the market means.
Trap called a 2% drop, so I want you to start there because you borrowed the crystal ball. Fire off.
For sure, man. I appreciate that, man. So this morning, you know, I go live in the mornings, man. Because I felt like a great way to just talk to the culture in the morning was live in action, right? They don't get that much. So this morning, the great thing about the market is, man, it never does something that we've never seen before, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it won't do anything that we haven't seen before. So the objective is to just pay attention to it, right? Just like we know the sun going to come up, we know it's going to set. We know the market's going to do the same thing. So three things we must analyze is, what are the current market conditions, right? We understand that. We understand who the players are. Right. And then you understand what can be affected by these conditions. So we look, we wake up, we know that the last week, first, it was just inflation, right? Interest rates. So one of the things we learned that is when bonds become cheaper than stocks, that is a clear coat sign that something is about to shape. So what do I mean by when bonds become cheaper than stocks? Right. So bonds are normally a safe haven. Bonds are normally the place where investors run to when things get a little shaky. But because interest rates are so low right now, right? And then bonds now are high, bonds are now higher than stocks. Let me say that again. When interest rates become low and you can't get a good return on your bond, on your safe haven, bonds now become identical. I mean, typically they say, okay, now bonds are higher than stocks. So now investors have nowhere to put their money, right? Right now we have $4.6 trillion sitting on the sideline with nowhere to go, right? We got $4.6 trillion sitting on the sideline. They can't go to bonds because interest rates are so low, they can't get a good return on it. The market is so choppy right now, they don't know where to go. So we had what's called a rollover correction. right? A rollover correction. What is a rollover correction, Trap? So what happens is this. We understand that mega cap stocks and big stocks, big name stocks, have been holding the market up, right? It's something that looks good on the top. So the TV can boast that, yo, Facebook is doing this, Amazon is doing this, Netflix is doing this. But underneath that, you have businesses that are 10% off the high. Mm-hmm. Right? You have businesses that are 10, 12% off the high. So the correction isn't at the top, it's at the bottom. So now you start to feel it when the ones at the top start pulling their skirts up, right? So when they start pulling their skirts up, now the market starts to react. Why is the market reacting like this? One, interest rates are high, boom. Then you have this new thing that pops up that say, yo, we got this COVID Delta strand that's out right now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah. So now you've now added something on top of something that was already big, right? So we already understand, again, interest rates will always play a big part in what this market does. That 10-year note is something everyone who is investing should pay attention to. If you don't pay attention to nothing else, once that 10-year note, excuse me, guys, once that 10-year note starts to go down, we understand that interest rates, mortgage rates, everything else go down, that causes the market to somehow panic, right? So those were something that was happening. So me just identify what's going on. I'm like, yo, because I already understood that fair businesses were 10% off the high, once good businesses start coming down, we understand now we can have a pullback, something we haven't had, sell-off, something we haven't had since probably about October of last year. Ian, you can correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
We overdue for those type of things. So I'm like, yo, because I know now we're going to be in a heavy sell-off, and this was another thing that triggered it for me, a company today like AutoNation, something I tell my trappers about all the time. You understand when things start to happen.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Happening, what are something that people want to like stray away from? Like, so nobody wants to really buy a car in economic times that are unstable. So they'll go to places where they can get discount parts all the time. If you don't know how to get your gym, it's an alley-oop, you do what you want to do with it, right? So a company like AutoNation, who had great earnings, still declined. Why? Because in times like this, earnings don't matter because people just trying to run for cover. So I said, yo, we're probably going to see about 2% today because something is overdue. We got about 2.6% today. So that's my analogy on it. Price multiples are real high. When I say that, PE ratios compared to stock prices. So when you say that, it's what are you paying for $1 of a company's earnings or a company's profit? That is high compared to the actual stock price. So all these things line up, you now have this writings on the wall for a pullback or sell. I mean, for a sell-off, let me correct the two. You're in a situation for a sell-off, and then that sell-off can get pretty deep, which now causes an overall market correction, which now puts us in a situation where we have buying opportunity. So that was my quick ramble. I hope anybody caught that.
Yeah, real quick, because when we talk correction, we're usually thinking between 6 and 20%. Obviously, today we're at 2.6 at the high. I think we closed to be at 2% like you called, which is ridiculous. I got my text messages late. So do you think or do you foresee a continuous sell-off, or have we reached the floor a little bit and this pullback? Because I see the futures already for tomorrow are up. So what's your take before Ian gives his?
So we got to understand what are the two, sell-offs and pullbacks. They represent the same thing, but they are different things, right? Mm-hmm. So one represents panic selling. The other one represents people just taking profit, right? We must understand when one is happening and when the other is happening, and then we understand how we can react. One of the things, I'm gonna be real with you, that I don't never try to predict. I just go off what the market is doing. So I wake up and I actually saw that the futures may have a little bounce back. But one of the things I will say is this: don't let a bounce back think make you think the market has recovered. We've seen it numerous amount of times. What that means is today's sellers got in. We see futures picking up. That means buyers have entered the market. Mm-hmm. What we'll understand the difference is who's going to, it's like a tug of war, mm-hmm. right? It's like a tug of war. Will the buyers outdo the sellers, or will the sellers panic more and the buyers become obsolete, right? And so in these type of unstable markets, right? And I want people to understand this, because I see a lot of people say, oh, it's deals everywhere, it's deals everywhere. I personally, Ian May, say something else because he's a genius in his own right, for sure. We all have the thing we're strong at. I typically don't believe that because the market is down 2%, that there's deals to be made just because it's 2%.
Facts.
Right? Yeah. The only way you understand a deal is if you can understand the value of the business. Once you can understand the value of a business, then you can find a deal. So if you can find something that's about 8% on discount, I think it's a good place to get it. If it's at 5%, I think it's a place for you to, you know, stick your feet in the water. But it's only 1-2%. I mean,
that's,
it's
nothing
to panic about. You shouldn't sell off. You shouldn't get out of the position. One of my golden rules is sell the eggs, not the goose, man. Right? Sell the eggs, not the goose. If you don't know what that means, let me just give you a little bit more before Ian chop in. The stock market for me is, I like to look at companies like in the streets, right? So there's a difference between having a plug and a connect.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop, a mic drop, bag drop.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.